We don't focus strictly on the day we were born. We focus on our lives since that time. And I want to just spend some time together considering the birth of Christ in the context of his entire life and his ministry, and celebrate that together. Now, of course, we know that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, Mary, and her espoused husband, Joseph. And when we look at the birth of Christ, stop and think about the amazing courage it took for them to go through with that. And think about the humility and the grace that Christ himself had to manifest to go from heaven's splendor and glory to become a baby in a manger. Stop and consider the helplessness of a baby. If you are a parent, you have had a child, think back to when they were a baby, and you know the vulnerability that is an infant. And Jesus Christ put himself in that position of vulnerability. Why? Because he loved us. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1:19, says, we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, Jesus was without blemish or spot because he was born of a virgin. A miraculous birth, a birth conceived by the Holy Spirit, which meant that he was without sin from the beginning. You and I can't say that, but Jesus Christ could. From the moment of his conception and throughout his entire life, he was sinless. And so the virgin birth is an amazing, miraculous thing in and of itself, and we celebrate certainly his birth at Christmas. But stop and consider for just a minute. If someone asked you to go back and fill in the role of a kindergartner or a toddler, now that might sound attractive at this point in life, but the reality is there's a lot of humility that goes into what Christ did. The Bible describes him as making a sacrifice. Do you know that God the Son and God the Father and God the Holy Spirit are co-equal? And yet for the purposes of redemption, Jesus Christ willingly subordinated himself to the Father. And he took on the form of a body, and he came in the form of a baby. And that's an amazing thing. When you stop and think about that, God in the flesh, in a baby. Man, you can't get past that. It helps us understand why it's such an amazing thing. And I think as we remember Christmas, we need to remember not that Jesus started as a baby, but that Jesus surrendered his deity with a father to become God in the flesh with humanity. So his didn't begin at birth. His obedience began when he said yes to the Father and did that. And it's a beautiful picture. And so we see even in the birth of Christ a profound expression of love. Love and sacrifice and humility and blessing. It should cause us, the birth of Christ should cause us to love him and to appreciate him for what he gave up and how he came so that he might be Emmanuel, God with us. Let's sing a song about that. Away in a Manger.
Lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Now, you know, Jesus came, and songs don't always reflect all of the accuracy because they're songs, but we know that the shepherds were informed and they went and visited him. We know that the angels spoke and declared. They said, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Not a baby, but a Savior. Born as a baby, but born a Savior. And in the life of Jesus, we see him grow up, and then we see his ministry begin. And you know, Jesus did countless miracles. He touched countless lives. He healed the sick. He gave the sight to the blind. He raised the dead. If you look at the life of Jesus Christ, it was a life lived for the Father and for others. He didn't own anything. He didn't possess anything. He talked about the fact that the birds have nests and the foxes have dens, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Talk about living a life for others. What an example for us in his ministry. You know, we know a lot of what he did, but the Bible says, matter of fact, let me share a verse with you. But the Bible says that in John that there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Stop and think about that. If everything that Jesus did in his ministry was written down, it would overflow the world. I mean, he didn't walk by someone he didn't touch. He blessed people. Picture Jesus sitting down with children on his lap. And the disciples saying, hey, get those kids away. And him saying, no. Let the children come. Suffer the little children to come under me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And then the Bible says that he put his hands upon them and he blessed them. When Lazarus died, he wept for the heartache of Lazarus' family. And he went there and he called Lazarus forth with the power that only he as God could have. Jesus Christ did so many things in his ministry that it's just amazing. And when we think about Christmas, think about the man that ministered to all the people that he did. Think about the lives that he touched. Think about the sinners who he supped with and saved. Think about the Samaritan woman at the well that came to the well and he talked to her and shared with her the truth about redemption. And she went and got her friends and they came and they heard and many people got saved. When you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, you see a ministry of sacrifice, of obedience, of humility, of giving, of love. See, Christmas is not just about the birth. It's about the man, Jesus Christ, and all that he did. And for all of the good that his ministry represented, all of the lives that he touched, all of the miracles, all the people he fed, thousands at a time, the people he rescued, the people he saved, for all of that, that brought him to the cross. There was never a more holy, just, and righteous person to be condemned as a criminal than Jesus Christ himself. And what took him to the cross? Well, the Bible says that Jesus said, nobody takes my life. I lay it down. You see, the baby that was born a Savior. And the cross was where the saving took place. And he went to that cross for you and for me. And he willingly subjected himself to the incredible cruelty of the very creatures he had created. And the men that he had created, the humanity that he had been part of speaking into existence, abused him and lied about him and assaulted him and spat upon him, called him names, and ultimately put a crown of thorns upon his head. That same baby that was born a Savior followed through to become the Savior at the cross. And he let them take him. He let them take him. Never forget that. He let them take him to the cross and nail him to that cross and stand that cross up. And what's interesting is at the foot of that cross stood his mother Mary with the disciple John. The same Mary who had been at the stable, the same Mary who had laid him in a manger, the same Mary who had been the mother of the baby in swaddling clothes, now saw on the cross the Savior that was born. And she looked down from that. Jesus looked down from that cross in all of his pain and in all of his agony, all of his suffering, and said, woman, behold thy son, and son, behold thy mother. And he made sure that his mom was taken care of. It's a beautiful picture. A picture of courage and strength and love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Gave him, wow, gave him to be killed, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's an amazing story, the cross. It's a tragic story, but it's not the end of the story. I'm glad for that. Let's sing a song about that. When I survey the wondrous cross, think about the cross in your mind's eye. Think from the cradle to the cross. Let your mind go there.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Yes, the baby born in a manger was born a Savior, and the Savior ministered, went about doing good, and I took Him to the cross, where He shed His blood for you and for me, that we might know and have access to God. The Bible talks about the fact that Jesus, by going to the cross, made peace with God on behalf of mankind, and allows us to know the peace of God. He was buried. What a tragic, sad time for the disciples. What a tragic and sad time for Mary. But thankfully, the story doesn't stop there, because we know that the grave is empty, that Christ arose. 3 days later, He arose. You know what? His resurrection tells us something. It tells us about the power of God. It tells us that we also can look forward to resurrection. It tells us that the payment for sin was accepted, and that sin did not win. Death did not win. And just as the birth of Christ was a life amazing, His resurrection is a new life amazing. The Bible describes Him as the first fruits. That means He's the first of many. And that's a promise that we have, that we too someday will be resurrected. That this life is not all there is. This isn't it. Thank the Lord, this isn't it. And we, because of Jesus Christ, because of the blood of Christ, we can approach the throne of God. And I'm so thankful that He did raise from the dead, because He didn't rise and then just disappear. He rose and He now sits at the right hand of the Father. He is our high priest. He is our mediator between God and man. And He's there for us. And He loves us still. And He's still subordinating Himself to the Father. He's still at the right hand of the Father. But there will come a time when He comes back. The Bible talks about that. And He'll return. And He'll be a king. And the king that was born in the cradle will be the king in power and presence. Aren't you glad He rose from the dead? Man, what a beautiful picture. You can't celebrate Christmas without remembering Christ's ministry, His suffering, and His resurrection, because they're all part of the story. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is the first chapter, and Christ's return is the last chapter, but they're all the same book. We put them all together. I can't wait for Him to come back. I don't know when it will be. It may be in my lifetime, it may not. But I know this. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. He talked about in his Father's house are many mansions. What a beautiful Savior. And he started as a baby in a manger. Let's sing about his return. Christ arose.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep its prey, Jesus, my Savior. Dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
Amen. Aren't you glad he rose from the dead? Oh man, that's part of the story. When you talk about Christmas, when you celebrate Christmas, talk about the birth, but talk about the ministry, talk about the sacrifice. Talk about the burial. Talk about the resurrection. It's all part of the story. When we celebrate Christmas, we're celebrating all of it. All of it. You know, there's a song that captures all of that in a beautiful way. Really, it captures the whole ministry and life of Christ. It's called, O Holy Night. I'd like to invite the choir to come up now. We're going to sing that for you.
Oh,
Sweeter words were never spoken than that. Good job, Grandma. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. Aren't you glad for that? This world was in great darkness. Great, great darkness. And the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And He lit up the world with righteousness and with love and with peace and with joy. And it took Him to the cross. And it took Him to the grave. But He rose again. And He's coming back again someday too. And you know what? The Bible also challenges us to be light. To be like a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. So tonight we're going to just close the service with the candle lighting. And the whole point of this is, I'm going to ask the accompanist just to start playing through the song Silent Night, and then we're going to light all of our candles. And once they're all lit, we'll all stand up, and we'll just sing that song together. And as you sing that song, remember the whole story. Remember the manger, but also remember the cross. And remember the resurrection and the empty tomb. And remember the returning Savior. And ask yourself this question. Is Christmas all of that to me? I hope that it is. I hope it's way more than just the birth. I hope it's all of that, that you have embraced all of that, that you have accepted Christ as your Savior, not just as the baby in a manger, but as a Savior on the cross that shed His blood for you and for me. So would you please go ahead and play this? Pastor Mike, would you come up here, please, with me? Let's all stand together and sing this song together. Hold your candles up high. Let's just let the light shine.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Hold yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight. Heavenly hosts see heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beam from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Amen. Please remain standing. You notice that last line? Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. The baby that was born in a manger is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he's coming back again. And you know what? Between then and now, he's calling out a people for his name. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, then you're missing the biggest part of Christmas. I'd invite you to learn about it. Ask anybody that's here at Temple Baptist Church, they can tell you about it. Ask Pastor Mike or I. We'd love to share with you the whole story of Christmas. I hope that the light that's shining in front of you is not even half as bright as the light that's shining inside of you. I hope that the light of the life of Christ is in you tonight. Pastor Mike, would you close in prayer for us, please?
Our Father, as we come to the close of our service this evening, we lift our hearts together to praise you for the truths that we have celebrated this evening. We thank you, Father, for the wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we remember him as the babe in the manger, God taking upon himself flesh in the incarnation. And yet, Lord, we know now that he is the powerful, risen, almighty God seated at the hand of the Father. And Lord, we rejoice in that, and we rejoice in the fact that someday soon he's going to come back again in great power and great glory. And Father, we look forward to that time. We look forward to that moment when he shall reign in peace. So, Father, we just want to thank you now for the great redemption we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the great design you have for all of those who believe. And I pray, Father, that tonight Jesus Christ might rest in every heart that's here this evening. And so, Lord, we just thank you now. We pray your blessings upon each one as they go forth. God, may we rejoice at this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy Incarnation Day, folks.
Amen.
God,
that's
bless
right.
you. Happy bless Incarnation
you.
Day. Thank you for coming.
All right. This concludes our service.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Put out your candles safely. All right.